It works.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. My buddy Steve Carr, who is a co-host with me on a show that we do on the Business Talk Radio Network, is here, and we are chatting with a very, very interesting woman right now, Hope Malkin. Hope owns an organization in Corpus Christi, Texas, called Malkin Broadcasting. She is attending the conference that Steve and I are attending in Vancouver because she kind of wanted to, as you put it, expand your horizons. You want to see what everybody's thinking. And this is certainly a conservative think tank here, to say the least, huh?
Conservative, very libertarian, of course. But I think the larger spread is between the exuberant optimism and the gloom and doom factions. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, Hope. I know that something that grabbed both of us the first night here was to hear a speech that was by Rob, who's been on this show, that was very, very positive, solution-oriented. And that's really what we need. We need the best minds more than ever thinking about what are the solutions in this day and age. And, in fact, that there are solutions.
You know, he talked about having a Cassandra complex. We're talking about Rob Parento, the economist, whom I admire and have been reading for a couple of years, admire greatly. And the fact that he is so aware of the dynamics that are happening globally and attuned to the trends that will very likely be happening. And, of course, he called the Eurozone debacle, and he was absolutely right. The rest of us are lagging behind his leading edge. But if people really were more aware, and when they do become aware of some of the implications of financial and economic trends that are happening, you know, the fear factor becomes enormous.
What do you think about what's going on right now? I'm scared.
Most people who aren't just, you know, watching reality TV...
Right.
Don't
have that on your station,
isn't that the oxymoron of our time?
Yep.
Reality TV contains no reality at all. So, yeah, anybody who is attuned, I think, is scared.
Yeah, I mean, how can you help it? You know, but you know, as Steve brings out, and I, you know, wholeheartedly agree with him. We've got to look to solutions, and I'll bet you, with your three stations down in Texas, that you're trying real hard to provide solutions to your listeners.
I am, and again. A lot was said about perception and the extend and pretend of the federal government is really trying. You know, the politicians would like everything to be a result of spin. Unfortunately, there are fundamentals, right? And reality is
what I learned in economics. Yeah,
I heard a thing or two about that, too.
Yeah.
And certainly people here at this symposium talk about it a great deal.
You know, one of the things, Al and Hope, that I think is one of our greatest challenges as people who are in the media is how do we reach into people's lives? How do we reach beyond the cacophony that's out there, the interference, the static, and help people to realize that it's actually fun, it's actually mind-stimulating to really apply ourselves the way that we were designed to be applied. I see so much escapism, Hope, in our society. You know, people are more concerned. I mean, I'm in the airport, and what are they showing on CNN? The Lindsay Lohan DUI trial. I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
Well,
I mean, is this what people really want to escape into? I mean, what significance is this?
Steve, that's consumer society.
Yeah, that's consumer society.
I mean, you can thank the corporations for that, as far as I'm concerned.
You know, and it's all about, unfortunately, on the networks, consumer society, in terms of the networks, it's all about running the news that's going to get the most listeners so they can sell the most advertising. The networks can sell the most advertising. That's what it's all about.
And you know,
and that's why, Steve, that's why I don't watch the daily news on, you know.
I hear you. And here's another issue, though, that I think we, again, in the broadcast industry, you know, really need to think about and address. Who determines the news? Who determines, for example, that one child who's killed in the Middle East, as tragic as that is more newsworthy than a million children right now as we're sitting here who are in slavery, being sexually abused every day in the Sudan?
Sure. Do you want me to quote Stalin on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the quote, right? A million deaths is sad, but, you know, one death is a tragedy.
Yeah.
So it really is just dramatic impact.
It's dramatic impact. But, yeah, it's dramatic impact. But, you know, it's I have a real bone to pick with a lot of the media right now. And when I say that, you know, I happen to think there's some really good media out there. And some of the written media that I utilize, people probably would disagree with. You know, I happen to like the New York Times, but by the same token, I happen to like the Wall Street Journal. But, you know, when you take the media that's on either the far left or the far right, and many people would say the Times is on the far left, I'm not sure I agree with that. But when you take your typical daily newspaper, it is so far to either side that you're not getting unbiased reporting, in my opinion.
Well, again, the corporatization of the media, the news media, is the problem, and alienating advertisers is a huge issue, and I worry about it myself.
Sure you do. Yeah.
And in fact, I believe, Hope, that that's one of the basic problems that we've had with this financial meltdown that isn't being addressed. You know, you've got some networks, I'm not going to mention any names here, that are rah-rah, ziskumba. I mean, come on, guys, bring out the pom-poms for crying out loud.
And the Bud Light.
When they know that things are coming down. And why? Look at who the advertisers are. And one of the things that we're really committed to in this show is we're not going to be bought. We're not media, excuse the expression, it's a hard expression, horse, you know. We're going to tell you the way that we see it. If we lose an advertiser, you know what? We lose an advertiser. And I think that we've got to go back to that kind of integrity in the media world. And here's another thing, too. And let me just say this. I have a bias. I'm a human being. I'm going to tell you what my bias is. If you ever, radio listener, hear a media person tell you he doesn't have a bias, guess what? Either he doesn't really know who he is, or he's lying. We've got to be honest about this.
Oh,
when
sure.
Some of these anchors say, I don't have a bias. Come on, really?
Mm-hmm. Interesting point. What do you look for in terms of programming on your talk network, Hope?
What's affordable?
It's
syndicated stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it's unfortunate. I am a big proponent of live and local.
Sure. Good for you.
It's what I aspire to be.
Good
but
for
I
you.
Just took these properties over recently, mm-hmm. and it's going to take me a while to reinvent the wheel. In the meantime, I rely on syndicated programming, and I'm afraid that Rush Limbaugh was the inventor of the, you know, conservative talk format mm-hmm. that we have now. Now, I think that time has passed, that time for polarization, that time for the bully pulpit, that time for indoctrination of the listeners. But we haven't really invented what the next incarnation is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm playing around with that, and like I'm just a small AM in a small market. But to a certain extent, that gives me a little bit of freedom. I mean,
sure
certainly
does.
In Dallas, I couldn't play around like that.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But I think it's about creating a much broader range of dialogue than we've been able to have in the traditional conservative talk format, and introducing more voices. And getting back as much as possible to live and local. I mean, we have FCC licenses because we're in the business of a public service.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never forgotten it.
Sure.
And at least the mom and pops won't forget. You know, the clear channels of the world might.
The clear channels of the world might. There's no question about that. Live and local, I think is very important. That's, I think, to a very large extent, the folks in your neck of the woods, Corpus Christi, that's what they're interested in. They're interested in hearing what's going on in their community, but I also think that they're interested in what's going on in the world, and I think your challenge is to find a great balance between the two, and I know you will. Hope, thank you so much.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
10 years.
Genesis.
A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Going to get into a little bit of political discussion right now with my friend Leonard Melman. Leonard is an author, newsletter writer, has been writing about the mining industry in the California Mining Journal for almost 20 years. Am I right on that one, sir?
Absolutely correct.
Long time. You and I are getting too old. That's the problem. But you know what? We become wiser, right?
Absolutely. That's the best part of it.
You know, that's the only part of it that really makes it worthwhile. Leonard, you and I in the past off the air have discussed the President Obama's financial reform bill. You've done a fair amount of research in it. You know, I think the bill stinks. Was chatting last week on the air with Dan Pacenti about the bill. Dan is a CPA. He's a real successful business guy down in the Bay Area. He thinks the bill absolutely stinks. What does Leonard Bellman have to say about it?
Not only does it stink, but I think it's truly dangerous, both in terms of personal freedom, and I'll give you a striking example on that, but also in terms of the complexity that it adds to the entire world of finance, which eventually will evolve to the detriment of the U.S. economy. I've just been reading a report out of California that the unemployment in the real estate and construction businesses is staggering. And one of the problems is that banks are afraid to loan money. And I think this bill is going to make the situation much worse. You may know that several years ago I functioned as in management in credit and mortgage lending. And one of the hardest things for a manager to determine is whether to approve a loan. It's a very involved process.
Sure.
Well, what the new law does is allow the government to retroactively evaluate any credit decision. If a credit lending agency, for example, fails, the government examiners can go back in and try to apportion blame. So I, in management, if I made a decision, now can expect sometime down the road that a government inspector will come in after the fact, long beyond the circumstances that took place during the loan application, and say, I should not have made that loan, and therefore there are penalties in the law which will take effect. Can you imagine the chilling effect this will have on anybody who makes decisions on loans? And one of the things that's killing the California real estate market is so few people are able to obtain credit, this law will make it infinitely harder down the road because of the penalties involved for a wrong judgment.
I was involved in the lending business as a director of a publicly traded bank for 22 years, and there were some interesting considerations that we had in terms of our lending policies. The regulators involved with our bank happened to be the Federal Reserve. And a lot of our lending decisions were significantly complicated because there were certain things that we had to do. Otherwise, the government would step in, you know, and take some serious action against us. Our decisions, in some instances, could not be based on creditworthiness. Our decisions had to be based on demographics. That became really, really obvious with the advent under the Clinton administration of the Community Reinvestment Act. I mean, the Community Reinvestment Act, in theory, was a really good deal, a house for everybody. But in reality, the Community Reinvestment Act, in my opinion, was one of the things that caused the housing debacle. I don't even use the word crisis. I would use the word debacle. Now, we're seeing the same thing here. You know, on the surface, one could say, well, look, you know, more consumer protection. Gee, that's a good deal. But you know what? It's not a good deal. And because of the past experience that I've had, I could not agree with you more, Leonard.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there's a massive inherent contradiction within the bill. On the first case, they're saying you have to be absolutely accurate in all your credit judgments. And in the second case, they have not removed a single federal law granting special credit consideration to high-risk people. So they're telling you on the one hand that to obey the law, you must be very tight with your credit. And on the other hand, they're telling you to obey these other laws, you must be extremely loose with your credit judgment. Now go out there and make loans. The contradictions are absolutely glaring.
You mentioned earlier in our discussion that there was a major step away from personal freedom in this bill. Tell me about that one, would you?
Well, if you look through the massive 2,320 pages, you'll come to a very... The thing is, things are hidden so deeply. In Title 9, subsection 929S, you've really got to search for these things.
Yeah.
There is a separate category called fingerprinting.
Mm-hmm.
And it is now going to be required that where fingerprinting was only for very limited special circumstances, it will now be required for a massive array of everybody working within the financial industry. Can you imagine tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of people are going to have to be fingerprinted just like common criminals to satisfy the law? This goes in the face of all American sense of justice, that a person is now being judged as a potential criminal before he's even charged with any kind of crime. I saw that fingerprinting, and it just raised all sorts of red liberty-type banners in my face.
You know, I have to tell you, it raises a lot of red liberty banners in my face, too. It just, you know, we are in a situation right now politically where the government is starting to play a larger and larger and larger role. Now, our president, is firmly behind that. He's big on income redistribution, okay? We have had things, Leonard, as you know, we have had things basically doled out during the administration that people don't want. Point number one, let's talk a little bit about the medical bill. Surveys, accurate surveys, showed that the American public was, the majority of the American public was against that. Big mistake. Okay, just yesterday it came out, today's Wall Street Journal, and I quote, "Judge blocks Arizona law. Obama wins injunction stalling broad state crackdown on illegal immigrants." I mean, let's talk about the government in your face in the state of Arizona. They've got a major problem down there, major problem with illegal immigration. They were going to take steps to curtail that because the government was not doing its job. And the government steps in and says, nope, you cannot do that. Leonard, scares the hell out of me.
I saw that judgment, and I wanted to take that judge's neck in my hands and throttle him or her.
Yeah.
Theoretically, states have the right to pass laws that regulate who can enter or leave their state. Not
right.
So much that, but enforce obedience to law. The laws of the United States say you have to apply for immigration legally,
right.
Go through certain procedures.
Right.
Here are hundreds of thousands of people who are living in a state illegally. The state tries to do something to correct that flaunting of the law, and the judges now come down squarely on the side of the law breakers. It just turns everything right on its head.
Long story short, we don't need big government. Stick around. The gal's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and helping weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flaxseeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flaxseeds right to your door.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing my discussion with Leonard Melman, author and newsletter writer, contributor for over 20 years to the California Mining Journal. We're talking about the financial reform bill, which has been signed into law, I might add. And Leonard has really, really been digging into this thing. And he brought out something, you know, during the break that I thought was really interesting. It sounds really dramatic. It sounds almost surreal. But Leonard has correlated many things in the financial reform bill with a communist manifesto. Now, I got to tell you, if big government scares you, what Leonard has to say right now, it certainly is thought-provoking. And you know what? It's terrifying. Leonard?
Yeah. Well, what I did was review the Communist Manifesto as written by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. And near the end of the manifesto, they have 10 different points that they say are essential toward moving toward a communist system. Point number 5 reads, centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and an exclusive monopoly. This lengthy bill has one provision after another that fits right into that description. The Federal Reserve is now the central bank of the nation. The provisions of the law will make it very difficult for many small banks to survive, and there are provisions written into the Dodd-Frank which will allow the government to take over troubled financial corporations, reorganize them, reassign the personnel, and run them as government enterprises. It just has trouble written all over it, and it also coincides with Marx-Engels point number 7, which is extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state. Well, we can easily remember that the United States government now is a part owner of General Motors. They are a part owner of Chrysler. They are part owners of AIG. They control the mortgage industry through Ginnie Mae and Freddie Mac. it's enough to make you think deeply and ask what on earth is going on with America's once free system.
What is, in your mind, going on with America's once free system, Leonard?
The growth of government control in virtually every aspect you can imagine. It just, everywhere you look, for example, this bill runs 2,320 pages. It takes 15 pages of single line to just create the index of the table of contents. The number of new bureaucracies that are contained within this bill are unbelievable. And what it does also is update virtually every federal law and reword it to coincide with the goals of this law. And by the way, I think it's absolutely foolish for people to be saying that the whole world of credit has been allowed to run rampant as if there are no credit laws on the books. If you look through the list of laws, it is so numerous as to be ridiculous. Just a quick number of laws on the books which regulate banking are the Balanced Budget and Emergency Deficit Control Act, the Bank Enterprise Act, the Bank Holding Company Act, the Bank Holding Company Act Amendments, the Bank Protection Act, the Bank Service Company Act, et cetera, et cetera. The number of laws on the books already enormous, but what this bill does is take those laws and update them to give the government, in every single case, much more control over the operation of these enterprises.
We're living in times that really cause me concern. But here's the question I would have to ask, because a lot of my liberal friends, you know, we were talking about the Credit Reform Act, okay, and a lot of them said, so what? You know, a lot of them said, look at the terrible economic conditions that have occurred in the past. Our economy almost collapsed. What's wrong? What's wrong with this bill, for lack of better terms? It's there. It's there basically to keep people on the straight and narrow. What would you say to that argument?
Well, I would say the great philosophical debate is, will prosperity that is real and solid return by government massive management, or will it return by restoring the real concepts of free enterprise? I happen to look in the second direction, not the first. This bill perpetuates virtually every enlargement of government and is inherently dangerous. But there is another even worse feature as far as I'm concerned, and it relates to the metals markets. If you make business spend fortunes on regulations, the cost has to be applied to all the goods and services they sell. It will also reduce their profits. As their profits are reduced because of this massive body of new regulations, then their net income is reduced. As their net income is reduced, their tax payments are reduced. And so you have the government getting less in tax revenue at the same time it is taking on all these immense new bureaucratic expenditures. And what you will have is a massive push toward higher deficits, not lower, which will require more deficit financing, more debt, more quantitative easing, which is nothing other than outright monetization of debt, then I believe you dramatically weaken the whole financial structure. So, of course, if that happens, the impetus should be toward higher precious metals prices, both to compensate for diminished buying power and as a hedge against some future panic. On the other hand, if the economy continues to behave only moderately or worse, then the base metals might suffer a little bit. But it is putting at risk the entire economic structure of the United States. It's, as far as I'm concerned, it's that simple, and I'm not the only one. There are legal firms who actually are publishing lists of potential penalties that lenders might be hit with. There are other lists of the kind of new bureaucratic procedures they're going to have to follow. It is changing, it is capable of literally changing the face of American business.
I'll tell you what Al Corlin thinks, and I'm firmly convinced of this. If you look at history, number one, I don't think it was necessarily the fault. It was not. It was not, the financial crisis was not the fault of capitalism. The financial crisis was the fault of selfish thinking on the part of too many people. And, you know, that all started back in the mid-1960s, okay? The Me Too society, you know, free love, free this, free that, instant gratification, you know, don't need to pay cash for things, buy everything on credit, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that transformed itself into a situation where you had young couples not even coming close to qualifying for loans on $400,000 or $500,000 houses, yet getting those loans. You had adults, typically young couples, who qualified to lease expensive automobiles they should have never been driving. Basically, society turned into a large portion of society in the United States turned into a very, very self-centered place. Okay, and what was the end result of that? The end result of that was you got bankers, you got government officials, you got people who were from that area philosophically, and consequently, the nightmare that finally culminated, you know, in the early part of this century, basically exploded with the housing industry, the credit industry, et cetera, the consumer credit industry, et cetera. Anyone who thinks that big government is the answer, in my mind, anyone who thinks that big government is the answer to or the solution to this problem, in my mind, is absolutely nuts. Got 30 seconds. Talk about the Melman Report.
The Melman Report is a website where we feature commentaries three times a week. They're called Melman Minutes. They're available to just by accessing www.themelmanreport.com. We try to make them as interesting as possible and as relevant to precious base metals mining, which is our bread and butter industry, of course. And I think the world is so fascinating a place now, there is no trouble finding the sufficient material.
There you go. Okay. Leonard's going to be back on the show a few weeks out. Big Al's going to be right back. Stick around.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black pack Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the show with my buddy and neighbor Roger Wiegand of Trader Tracks. You know, the front page of the Wall Street Journal on Thursday, July 19th. Headlines, Judge blocks Arizona law, Obama wins injunction, stalling broad state crackdown on illegal immigrants. I find this to be interesting. I did some interviewing on this subject on the Business Talk Radio Network with Steve Carr, and we spoke to a couple of people from the ACLU, specifically the director of the ACLU in Nebraska, and we asked her opinion on this, and she said, you know, the ACLU is adamantly opposed to the Arizona law, but not for the reason that you might think. And I, you know, I kind of bit my tongue and I said, okay, why is ACLU adamantly, or why is your chapter of the ACLU adamantly opposed to it? And she said, well, because we're real constitutionalists. And I said, okay. And she said, and in the Constitution, all immigration issues are handed over to the federal government and not the state government. Okay, I guess that's a fact. But the problem I have with what's going on down there is the fact that the federal government clearly isn't doing their job. They're simply not doing their job. So rather than change the law, rather than make it better for folks in the border states, the federal government is simply at this point in time blocking the law. Boy, I'll tell you, I wish I could go and rob a bank and they would come in and tell whoever wanted to prosecute me that they couldn't do it. I mean, that's kind of, in a very dramatic sense, Raj, that's what it really boils down to.
Well, it's kind of a crazy deal because the way I understand it, Arizona spent some time and money with their attorneys trying to comply in their new law with the federal law. Their primary objective, as I understood the whole situation, is that they wanted to have the authority to arrest illegal immigrants based upon federal law. Now, of course, we know what happened this week. The judge said, we've got an injunction now. I don't know how long the injunction was for. They said it was for a portion of that new Arizona law, not all parts of it. I'm not an attorney, and I haven't studied it, so I can't really express the difference. But the real problem we've got here is that, you know, these bad people in Mexico, these criminals that are selling pharmaceuticals in the United States to a great degree and making billions and millions of dollars doing this stuff, are just tearing apart the people of Arizona and most particularly Phoenix and some of the other states, a little bit of Southern California, New Mexico. The primary problem that I've heard has been that it's Southern Texas and primarily Arizona. Arizona is being flooded with problems having to do with services, police, hospitals, children in schools that are really not authorized to be there. And yet, on the other side of the coin, we all feel sorry for the people who want a job and want to work, but, I mean, they've all got to comply with the law. I mean, if they want to be an American citizen, they've got to fill the papers out and stand in line, just like a lot of other people have done. But the worst of it all is the criminal element that's coming through. Now, we wrote in our newsletter here about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that Phoenix has now become the automobile theft capital of the United States. Last 12 months, I don't think it's exactly the calendar year, but during the last 12 months, it was reported there were 53,000 cars and trucks stolen in Phoenix area in the region, and probably the majority of those vehicles went into Mexico. The other thing that's really interesting about this problem, and it just came to light this past month or so, is that Hugo Chavez, that thug that's running Venezuela and tearing that country to pieces, has now got one transport aircraft coming in to Caracas each week from Syria. And the people that are aboard those planes are allegedly terrorists. And they're being groomed to go via Caracas, Venezuela, into southern Mexico, and into the United States. And there's been some write-ups about this by other very responsible people saying that the rate of these kinds of people coming through is somewhere between 10 and 20 people a month. That one gives me the shudders because you know what kind of people they are. So this border, basically, Al, is being held wide open for votes. That's the way I understand it.
Governor Jan Brewer signed the law, the Arizona State Governor, I should say, Jan Brewer signed the law on April 23rd, and since that time, about two dozen states are considering doing exactly the same thing. Well, Matthew Chandler, who's a spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security, basically answered that by saying, quote, he said the Obama administration had dedicated unprecedented resources to secure the border and would continue to focus resources on criminal aliens who pose a public safety threat and employers who knowingly hire illegal labor. I mean, we have, you and I have colleagues who knowingly hire illegal labor. I wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it. But we have friends, and when I say colleagues, I mean people in our industry who live in border states who say, yeah, I don't have any problem with that. And I take a major issue with people who don't have a problem with that. They are purely and simply breaking the law, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I don't know specifically, I don't know that I'd come out and say that what the Democratic administration is doing here is simply trying to buy votes. I don't think they're that short-sighted at this point, okay? I really don't think that's the case. But I have to tell you, I simply don't understand, Roger, why these laws aren't being enforced. Now, hopefully I'll eat my words 3 to 6 months from now because the government will come out with some very severe legislation against illegal immigration. But to block a state from protecting its own borders against, you know, from an illegal activity, hey, if you're not going to do it, who is going to do it? You know, what rationale is there in saying something to the effect of, you know, it's our responsibility to do it and we're looking into it? Roger, I don't like that.
I don't either. I sent an email actually in that regard questioning something that came in, was written by somebody else. I asked my northern advisor, who's very smart, what's going to happen here. I said, he said just what I said earlier. He said it's being done strictly for votes. They want more people in who are going to vote Democratic, and the reason they'll vote Democratic is because they're going to get all these handouts. You've got a liberal left-wing administration that's hell-bent upon handing out everything. I talked to one of our readers who's really in the fire department in Phoenix, and he said there's buildings full of these people down there who are living basically for free on everything. They get food, health care, medical, schools, free living in apartments, They're strictly on a welfare situation. I said, well, how much money and value are they collecting per month? He said, from what I can tell, something like $2,000 to $3,000 a month. And the same situation was reported in the Vancouver newspaper regarding some people in Canada as well, although I'm not that familiar with that situation. I mean, up there, they're much more peaceful for sure, and they've got a much better economy. But I think that if this thing keeps going the way it's going and some more of these states start to gang up and try to pass similar laws, things are going to come to a head in a major brouhaha between the states and the federal government over the old thing that was discussed and fought over in the Civil War in the U.S., and that is states' rights. The ability for states to protect their people, pay their bills, and do what they want to do. And the other thing that's happening in this regard that I got a note on this week was is that some of the Mexican people who are illegal in Arizona are quite worried about this whole. So, you know, it's a mess. I understand the views from most sides, you know, the state government, federal government, and the employers and the corporates and the citizens. But, you know, something has got to be done about this thing. I asked my northern advisor, I said, is this going to turn violent in Phoenix? He said it could. And I said, well, how far do you think it's going to go? He said, I really can't tell.
Scary thought. You bet. It's a huge, huge mess. Hey, let Roger and I know via email what you think of our views on this. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.